Hello and thank you for being here. This is your host, Positive Phil with the Positive Phil Show. Are you ready to get positive? Well, of course you are. That's why you're here today. I have an awesome guest, co-founder, CEO, coder, awesome, smugmug.com. Smugmug. It's a paid photo sharing website. An image hosting service. Smugmug was founded by father and son Chris and Don Macaskill. Today on the show we have Don Macaskill. This is a success story. This truly is a success story. And I am blessed. I get to have people like this in my life on the show, sharing their message with you. Positive film motivators out there. In 2002, and this is off their website, this is their story, the Smug Mug story. In 2002, when every other internet company was collapsing, boy, they just said the heck with it, let's run with it. They're going against giants like Microsoft and Yahoo and Kodak and Canon. But passion became their business model, and that's what's on their website. And it's true. I've been reading articles, listening to Mixergy interviews. This is a true success story. And I'm super excited that they're on the Positive Phil Show. Don Macaskill's on the Positive Phil Show. Raise your standards. I was listening to a video the other day, and that's what the main message was. Raise your standards. What you're looking for and what you need is self-discipline. See, self-discipline comes from inside. It comes from self. It comes from you, right? Remember, you are the problem. You are the solution. When you make a decision to be greater, to be more, you're raising your standards. Make some choices. With new choices, you have new results. You have everything inside of you right now. High achievers in this world, they have goals. And what are your goals? Wait, before you can answer this, we have to raise our standards. I have to raise my standards. You have to raise your standards and never give up. If you want something bad enough, you have to get it. It's that easy. If you want it bad enough, you will get it. It takes work. It's not easy. It takes discipline. It takes courage. It takes work. I'll say that again. It's not easy. It's tough. The road to success is all about strength and commitment. It's hard. It's difficult. But that's the joy in it all. That's the joy, the struggle. All right. We only have one life to live, so don't waste it. I have a great clip from our conversation here with Don Macaskill. Listen.
I think I have three big motivations. One is I just love working with great people. I learn so much from my employees every day. They teach me something new constantly, and it's just a joy to come into work and work with such driven, passionate, smart, intelligent people. I love that SmugMug changes people's lives. Photos are such a powerful medium, and whether it's your family's personal history or something important for your business or a doctor treating patients, or a Hollywood film director scouting locations. The service we provide connects people through this really amazing, meaningful medium. And we hear every day from people whose homes have burned down or tornadoes have swept through their house, and we're able to return those priceless memories to them. We hear about families keeping in contact with sons and daughters who are serving overseas, in the military or away at school. It's just those sort of stories really, really, I think, keep all of us fueled and excited to continue to improve the product. And then finally, I'm a geek at heart. There are lots of big, hard, fun, technical challenges to tackle running a service like this, especially when it's tiny little us surrounded by big 800-pound gorillas in the space now. There's lots of fun stuff to keep us engaged and motivated, and particularly me.
I love good people. I love great companies. And I love the fact that you're listening to the Positive Phil Show. Let your voice be heard, PositivePhil.com. Visit SmugMug.com while you're listening to this interview. It's a great, great platform. They have a wonderful community. They have a link on the bottom of their page, SmugMug Films. Getting into films. Take a look. It's awesome. It's inspiring. I love content that's inspiring. My mom said to me the other day, stop feeding yourself with junk. All the negative news and all the negative TV shows that are out there, there's so many positives. It's good to check out the positives. Put your hands together for Don Macaskill, and I appreciate you being here. Oh, by the way, please, Kiva, KIVA.org. Check it out. Bottom line, awesome. Just check it out. Kiva.org. It's another great platform, and you're empowering people to help themselves. It's a great platform. Check it out. All right, put your hands together for Don Macaskill.
It's been awesome. It's been one crazy wild ride, but it's been so much fun.
It must be a sweet thing to be working with your dad as well.
It was sweet. He has just, maybe a year and a half ago or so, moved on and is incubating a new startup. But for, more than a decade, it was the best of times for the two of us.
My son's in the fifth grade, and he has a field trip to a place called BizTown, and it's entrepreneurial, and he came home and said, Dad, you and I will start a business together soon, and he wants to start a children's casino. I said, let's do it.
That sounds awesome. I'd love to help my kids get their own ideas and businesses off the ground someday. That would be neat if they were into that too.
So tell me a little bit about SmugMug. Who uses SmugMug?
Yeah, so we are a premium online photo sharing service. We like to say that we love your photos as much as you do. And we're really the safe, beautiful home for all your photos. We've offered unlimited storage for nearly 15 years now, since we first started the company. And all of our customers pay us. We're a subscription service. You can start a free trial without a credit card or anything, but once you fall in love, we do ask you to pay $40 a year for unlimited storage, and we will keep your photos safe and sound. We'll make them look better than they look anywhere else, and you can share them with all the important people in your lives and get them back anytime you want them.
That's awesome. Showcase your photos the way they were meant to be seen. I'm reading that from your website. I was on your platform years ago, it seems, and revisiting it looks fresh. It's nice and new. It looks great. How many users are using SmugMug?
So we don't talk about specific numbers because that's one of the luxuries of being a private company, but we have millions of paying customers, and we store billions of happy photos.
Oh, my goodness. When did you get this eureka moment, they call it? Well, your background, I read, you're a coder, right? Engineer? When did you get this aha moment?
I am, yeah. My official title is co-founder, CEO, and chief geek. And it's the chief geek bit that is my favorite. The CEO is kind of a necessary evil, but the chief geek I thoroughly enjoy. I'm kind of a serial entrepreneur. I had founded a company doing what we would now call a social network in the video game space. And one thing led to another, and I had built photo sharing as part of that social network. And we came to a crossroads where we realized that the world really needed a photo sharing service that really loved photos. at the time, this was mid-2002, there were only a couple of photo sharing services left standing after the dot-com bust, and all of them were terrible at sharing photos. They would surround your photos with ads. They made them look tiny. They overcompressed them. It just was an awful experience. And for somebody that loves photography like me and my family, we just got convinced that there must be a better way to treat photos with the care and respect that they deserve. So my wife was a professional wedding photographer at the time. My dad ran a very popular message forum for adventure motorcyclists, people who would, you know, strap some saddlebags on their bikes and ride across India or through South America, and they needed a place to stick their photos. And so we just decided, hey, if our little family and our little community is willing to pay for better photo sharing, there must be more people out there. Let's build a service and ask people to give us their credit cards on day one. And that's what we did.
When in the beginning, have you ever felt like this won't make it?
Yeah, we were worried enough about that. So both my dad and I, we've had successful startups in the past, and so we're very well connected in Silicon Valley with venture capitalists and other CEOs, and we ran this idea by at least 100 of them. And I can only think of one that thought it was a good idea. The other 99 thought this was a terrible idea. Consumer internet was done because it had imploded. Nobody was charging yearly subscription services for consumer internet services. I doubt we were the first, but I couldn't name another service that was doing it at the time. And so everybody just thought it was insane. So we both decided that, yeah, we might be a little crazy, and so let's not invest any of our own money in the company either. I think I wrote a $20 check to the city of Mountain View for a business license, but that's literally all the money that has ever gone into SmugMug from inside or outside capital. And we figured, hey, if we launch this thing and ask people for their credit cards and they don't give us their credit cards, we'll know. We'll take that as a sign. Nope, let's shut this one down and try something else. And lo and behold, people gave us their credit cards and fell in love with our service, and we fell in love with them and their photos.
I love it. I love what I do for a living because I get to listen to awesome people like you running great companies. How do you handle the stress that comes with growing a business, or has that the stressful times are over with?
I'm pretty lucky. I lead a fairly stress-free life these days. But just like any entrepreneur, any CEO, problems come up. And the stress can be lurking right around the corner. I don't know where it is. The good news is I work with an incredible team of really great people that I trust thoroughly. And so they keep a lot of the stress off of my plate. I keep a lot off of theirs. We're all in this together. Our number one corporate value is we are a family, and we treat it that way. We have I hired my mom and both my brothers, their wives, my sister, my aunt. Obviously, I co-founded it with my dad, and then we ran out of family members to hire, so we just started adopting more. And so now we have about 140 employees. We think of each other like family members, and when stuff gets stressful, we do what families do. They help each other. So that's probably the most important thing for me, is that I have all these people I can rely on when the going gets tough and things get stressful. But I do, I exercise every day. We have a gym and personal trainers on staff, and we do classes for all the employees. So I'm in there every day. I do meditate. I have a great CEO support group that I meet with. All those things are super, super helpful.
Biggest cheerleader over here. I fell in love with the SmugMug Films link on the SmugMug site. Very good. It's drawn into these stories, these videos, how you can take a video and take a picture and just create an awesome story behind it. What gets you excited about life?
I'm just wired for excitement all day long. I love the SmugMug Films. That's a passion project for us. We haven't figured out whether it even makes us any money or anything, but we just absolutely love photos and photographers and love finding world-class photographers that are doing interesting things and making beautiful stories out of their work, and you know, the world has started to take notice. A few of them have won some awards and are on film tours, which is really awesome. But you know, it's things like that, new things that sort of come out of left field and that we didn't anticipate. I had no idea we'd, you know, have our own film crew and be making award-winning films like this, but it came out of left field. We said, wow, that sounds like fun. I think we have a unique ability to do something interesting here. Let's grab on and jump in. And so it's things like that. There are technology things. There are creative things. There's photography-related things that just kind of sweep into our lives. And I think we have a culture that just loves to grab onto those things.
I love it. Yesterday on the show, we had a young director, and he has a featured a series called The Kindness Diaries on Netflix. And he's a cause adventurer, and he's documenting his travels while helping other people. I love it. I can tell that are you a spiritual, grounded person? You mentioned meditation earlier.
I try to be, yeah. I'm deeply into sort of self-awareness and meditation and cognitive behavioral therapy and things like that. I still have so much to learn, but I think the journey kind of is the reward.
The journey is always the reward. Don Macaskill, you are the CEO, co-founder, and chief geek at Smug Mug. I appreciate you spending some time with the Positive Phil motivators out there. What makes you happy, Don?
So many things, but the first one that comes to mind is my kids and my family. I just absolutely love them. You know, I'm not a big fan of the term work-life balance, because I'm always out of balance. I prefer work-life harmony, and I try to integrate my family life and my work life so that they overlap and they're part of one and the same life. And my kids just bring a giant smile to my face all the time. We just got back from skiing in Utah for a few days for my 40th birthday, and we just had the time of our lives. It was so, so awesome.
Well, happy birthday, my friend. Give me a high five through the microphone. Continue on the path. Continue building. And if you're ever in San Diego, or the next time you're in San Diego, let's meet. We'll walk the Self-Realization Garden there in Encinitas.
I'll be in San Diego later this summer, actually. Every year we take Smug Mug, the whole company, including their families, spouses, girlfriends, boyfriends, significant others. We take everybody on a 1-week trip somewhere awesome in the world. And this year we are hanging out on the beaches of San Diego for a week in August. So we'll be down in your neck of the woods, and it would be great to meet and catch up.
That's awesome. That's a great way to create that great culture over there, man. Continue doing what you're doing, Don, and I appreciate you spending time with me.
Anytime. Thanks so much.
All right. Visit Don at smugmug.com. Bye, Don.
See ya.
Be kind to yourself. Be kind to one another. And I appreciate you being here on the Positive Phil Show. Keep smiling. Keep smiling. Keep trying. Keep trying. Don't give up. Never, ever give up.